analyze Scripture. So the three things we learned about it was to analyze Scripture was, what does it say, what does it mean, and what does it mean to me? First off, to read Scripture, we have to, first of all, know what it says. So this Scripture, well, the first you want to know who, what, where, when, why, and how. And first, the who was widow and her son, and Jesus, well, and the crowds was in the story. And what happened? The widow's son had died. It says there he wasn't just sick or anything. It said he had died, and they're carrying him out to bury him. And Jesus came, and his heart went out to the widow. It just doesn't say that he felt pity for the widow. It says his heart went out to her. And in the Greek translation, it says splagkasi niste, which literally means like the bowels are to be moved with compassion from the heart. So it wasn't just like, oh, there's someone who's in trouble, I feel sorry for him. It was, he actually felt her pain. And where was this? This was at the city of Nain. Nain was a small town about 6 miles southeast of Nazareth, which is about a 4-hour walk, probably, because it's very mountainous in that area. And when this was soon after the faith of the centurion story, and well, in the Bible, it's hard to always tell when, because they usually don't give specific dates. And why? Like I said, his heart went out to her. He healed the widow because his heart went out to her. Once you know this, you can ask some other questions. Like, one people always wonder is, was the widow's son really dead, or was he just sick? But in the story, it says he was dead, and they're going to bury him. They wouldn't bury him if he was sick or anything. Another thing is, what happened to the widow if her husband and sons were dead? Well, a widow, usually, her sons were her only means of support, because she had no husband to bring in money, no husband to work, to clean up around the house, to fix stuff. So her son was her only means of support. But when he died, she was basically in trouble. She had nothing going for her. And could anyone raise her son from the dead? And she didn't expect anyone to come and for her son to come back. She basically was hopeless. And then Jesus saw her, and his heart went out to her, and he took pity on her and healed her son. And imagine her feeling when her like only means of living was brought back to life in front of her. So this is basically what does it say. So now Nathaniel will tell us, what does it mean?
Okay, so Garrett talked about what does this mean. So I'm going to talk about what does this mean for me and for us. So first about the widow. The widow is kind of, I guess you could say, an analogy for all of us and how vulnerable we are and how without assurance of the future, because the widow didn't know where her income was coming after her son died. And so we all rely on Jesus as our sustenance for the future and put our trust in him. Another question was, does Jesus really have the power to raise people from the dead? Was the son really dead? And what this means for us is, do we believe that Jesus, do we believe that Jesus will raise us from the dead during the time of judgment? And so if we believe that this story is true and that Jesus has the power to raise a boy from the dead, we believe that Jesus has the same power to save us and to take us to heaven. And the last question is, the people at the end were in shock that the miracle Jesus had performed, and they said that it was a prophet that God was working through. And so this is a question for us as well, is that do we believe that Jesus is just a good prophet that God worked through, as many religions do, or do we really believe that he's the Savior and really is God and not just one who God works through? So that concludes, what does this mean for me?
Well, to me, this has a much more personal meaning for what does it mean to me. To me, well, these days, usually don't hear on the news stories of dead people that suddenly come back to life because of someone saying, just get up. Normally you don't see stuff like that. People would be shocked these days if you see something like that. Normally people just think of something that Jesus did and no one else can do. But in the Bible it says that we will do these and greater things. So it's not like this can't happen these days. We just need to have faith and stuff. So I think God wants us to really just pray for those people that are sick and ill, even dead, because you never know what can happen, because God says we will do these things and even greater things than what he has done.
This is a song that many of you may be familiar with. It's a very simple song that declares who Jesus is. And if you haven't heard it before, listen today, and we'll probably sing it again. I'm just going to read the words before we sing. Jesus, be the center. Be my source, be my light, Jesus. Jesus, be the center, be my hope, be my song, Jesus. Be the fire in my heart, be the wind in my sails, be the reason that I live, Jesus. Jesus, be my vision, be my path, be my guard, my guide. Jesus, be my source, be my light, Jesus. Jesus, be the center, be my source, be my light, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, be the center.
Let us respond.